This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's 7:07 in the morning. And Survivor's on tonight.
I'm excited.
And it's going to be a beautiful, another beautiful autumn day.
I can't wait to watch Survivor at 3 in the morning on Thursday.
No, stop it.
That's when I do it. I really do. I can't stay up to 9.
I know. It is so late. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's hump day. No matter what, we're rolling. Man, I feel like the holidays are just rushing up. I'm going to get smacked in the face any minute. Like, I have so much to do. But instead, let's listen to music. We're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. So these are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. I can't call them the best. But it's a matter of opinion, you know. Number 100, this has been number 100 before. I want to say we heard this 2 weeks ago. Drowns the Whiskey, a song by Jason Aldean featuring Miranda Lambert. That's number 100. Lambert. There's some serious twang in that.
I like it. You do or you don't?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves country music, as you know. Maybe it's the bar still. Anyway, Drowns the Whiskey is number 100. Always fun to see what's just about to fall off the charts.
Who is that again?
Jason Aldean and Miranda Lambert's the chick doing the...
Yeah, nice.
All right, jumping up to number 10. Sheck Wess. Sheck Wess is the name of this artist. Mo Bamba. I assume those are all swears you're having to take out?
That's correct, yes.
Well, that's just great.
Hey, how come it says that he's known for the 2017 song, this one, but it went viral in 2018? Is that why it's back in the charts?
Sheck Wess?
Yeah. This song,
Mo Bamba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It came out in 2017.
Well, it's only been on the charts for 10 weeks, so I don't know if that means it was on and then it fell off or it's just now
maybe
catching fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sheck Wess, Mo Bamba. That's number 10. Halsey's Without Me, number 9. That ain't bad.
Yeah.
They say this song's about G-Eazy.
Yeah, I wondered, actually.
And in the music video, they show a guy that looks just like G-Eazy with the parted hair and... Oh. You know, kind of the same body type, and he's falling all over, and she's picking him up off the ground, and, you know, just kind of living that life of kind of like the Star Is Born kind of feel.
Like,
you
know what I mean? I'm here constantly covering for you and
exactly
letting you lean on me. Lil Baby and Gunna are at number 8 with Drip Too Hard. Number 7 is 5 Seconds of Summer, Young Blood. Number 6 is Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset ZZ. Number 5 is Post Malone, Better Now. Not around. Number 4 is Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. Boy, there's a lot of the same songs on here. Number 3 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier. We're playing this. It's coming up in the show.
Oh.
Travis Scott holds the number 2 spot with Sicko Mode. And number 1, again, 7 weeks in a row, Maroon 5, Girls Like You.
Mm-hmm.
Girl like you, yeah. All right. Yeah. There you go. Those are the top songs in the country right now. Keep waiting for things to change on there. Just don't. Ariana Grande has been named Billboard's Woman of the Year for 2018, joining previous winners, including Selena Gomez, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift. She'll be honored at the Billboard Women in Music Dinner on December 6th. That's the night of Winterland, so we won't be able to go to that. Billboard says Ariana won the award because
she's good.
Yeah.
I have found myself to be a fan, and I can't even believe it. It's against my like my own wishes. I'm like, no, I don't want to like this. Mm. And then I find myself going, you know what? Me and my daughter are going to dance to this song. Let's go.
Oh.
And we get crazy in the living room.
Those ballet classes are coming in handy, huh?
I don't know about ballet, but you know what I mean. Oh, you mean, oh, you wise guy. Anyway, she's good. She's got some good songs, really good ones.
They say Ariana Grande is a star on her own terms, never bending to any particular musical trend or path in the industry. Certain in her convictions, she consistently stands up for herself and her decisions in a world that isn't often hospitable to that sort of strength in young women. She's got guts, and she's making some of the best music of her career. She's absolutely deserving of Woman of the Year. Congratulations, Ariana Grande. The Spice Girls are getting paid for their... Although, they're not getting paid what they would have if all five of them were on this.
Oh, is that right?
They're saying that...
Posh.
Posh effed them. So the four girls...
They're hanging her out, though, huh?
Well, it looks like, you know, this is just what TMZ is reporting, but they said that the initial offer was for $13 million each. To do something like six shows, $13 million bucks a piece.
That's really good.
Oh, it's great. And this is just the little mini tour, six shows. And they're saying if it goes well, you know, they'll certainly widen it. And maybe they would even talk about new music. Who the hell knows, right? Where it would go. So the four girls, not Posh, are getting $3 million a piece. For the same six shows.
That is a really big cut. That's a deep cut.
It's a hard, hard cut. Still, it's $3 million bucks for six shows. It's $500,000 a show. I mean, it's great. And actually, it's a little more than $3 million. It's, you know, $3 million and change. I think it comes out to like $550,000 bucks per show. And apparently they can, depending on how ticket sales go, they may wind up with some bonuses and things of that nature. But they're not starting out with the $2 million a piece per show that they were gonna get.
I just read one of those articles about big concerts that former bands were offered money to do. Right. ABBA was offered. Oh, do you have that?
Oh, no, but I happen to know this. This is like a huge thing.
ABBA
they said,
was offered $1 billion to go do a tour, but ABBA turned it down because they said they wanted us to do 250 dates.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, for $1 billion, why wouldn't you do that?
And they were like, no, we ended the band. And I guess they must have plenty of money because it's right. True. For $1 billion, it seems like you would go, yeah, all right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That okay. Was, and so that was years ago, too.
Maybe that tour takes you 3 years. So what? Right. When it's over, you're done working forever.
Money's not. Do they get along, the band?
Apparently, ABBA? They must not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what their situation is.
You don't want to be locked down working with someone. Care. Even for all the money in the world.
I know.
You hate people. You're like, no thanks.
Yeah. They're probably just done with each other. Mm-hmm. They've all got their money. Their songs continue to be played. And I'm sure they make tons of money royalty wise.
Right.
This is my favorite. Chance. It's good. Anyway, the four girls who are going to do the Spice Girls tour, they're saying if they get a second leg outside the UK, they could be looking at a little over $6 million a piece. No guarantee that that's going to happen. The tickets go on sale this weekend, and everybody's nervous. Because without Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, they're worried that they won't sell out.
4 out of 5, come on.
Yeah, I know. And she's the one who didn't smile, but she's also probably, arguably, the most famous of them, the most well-known, certainly the most internationally well-known.
Here's that story that I was quoting from. So the ABBA in 2000 turned down $1 billion. ZZ Top turned down, in 1984, they turned down $1 million from Gillette to shave their beards off.
Oh, wow.
No thanks.
They're like, no, I don't
know.
Yeah. The Smiths in 2005 turned down $5 million to play one show, Coachella.
Oh, wow.
The Smiths. So you'd have to do two shows, actually, the
right.
Two weekends.
Yeah.
But right. Still, for $5 million, they said
you think
no
you'd do
way.
It. Yeah, we're not doing it.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Okay, so I have a few singles here that I want to do some stuff from bands that Imagine Dragons, for instance, you know, songs we know, bands we know and love. They've got a new song out called Bad Liar. This is actually the fourth single from their upcoming studio album, Origins. Usually, boy, you only hear one or two singles before they release an album, but these guys are, we're four deep now. So here's a new song from Imagine Dragons called Bad Liar.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There you go. New song from Imagine Dragons. Foster the People have a new song. It's called Worst Nights.
All right.
Oh, I like that.
It's pretty
bass.
Good.
Yeah. All right. That is a new Foster
like
the
it.
People.
Yeah, that's nice.
I really like that song, Come Over Here and Sit Next to
yeah,
Me,
that's
or whatever
a great
it's
song.
Called.
Hooky,
I don't know.
Sit next to me.
They're hooky as hell. Ooh, good ooh. For them.
This is a cover of Beyonce's XO that John Mayer did. You don't have this? You
no.
handed it back to me.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah. Did you get this one?
No, I didn't see those. I only got two out of four, I guess.
You handed them back to me. All right.
He's busy, Sarah.
I know, but I handed them all four, and he handed them all four back to me.
Doesn't feel well, Sarah.
I know. We can do them at 8. Why don't we do them at 8? I haven't even said who. Did I say who it was? Okay, we'll do it at 8 o'clock. Right now, do you know what flossing is?
Flossing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is when you're showing off your stuff.
No, it's a dance move that this.
Oh, I was with Vinny, like showing off your wealth.
Yeah.
No, it's that move where you go, you got to do your hips opposite, and you go like this.
Oh yeah, I know that too. That's called flossing.
Yeah, that's flossing. So
can you do that again?
I can't really do it. So I guess you go.
Oh, you can do it. Look at you go.
I can't really do it. I can't get any speed going. And I practiced it.
I don't think I could do that.
I'm
I practiced
shocked
it this morning.
What you just did.
I have to get it going right.
Now, you had it over. That first time.
Hold on. Watch me on the, go to the looking glass and check me out.
Look at this kid go.
Yeah, take your jacket off.
So this is the kid. This is the kid. He got on stage with Katy Perry.
He's got really long arms.
He does. They're actually like sort of abnormally long. And he does this floss move. Oh, I forgot to put my arm behind my back.
I'm really impressed, Sarah.
Thank you, Vinny. I got it going on. You're not even watching.
I'm trying to watch you, but I got another show going on.
I know, but he does it like in double time. So he's called the Backpack Kid because he's got a backpack on there.
Understood.
And after that clip went viral, apparently there's money to be made in being the flossing guy with Katy Perry. And everyone does the flossing thing now. Uh-huh. I always see it. So his real name is Russell. A little kid named Russell. Russell Horning.
That's cute.
I know. He's just a little boy. I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's about 14 maybe. Maybe younger. He went right for the bling. He just dropped $25,000 on a bejeweled backpack pendant. It is, let's see. It's a backpack. It opens up, like the front of it flips down, and it says "The Backpack Kid" in it. And it's let's see.
He bought it or someone bought it?
No,
for
he
him?
Paid. Look, he, they're saying he commissioned the guys at the Icebox in Atlanta to make him this bling. It's a gold and diamond backpack, 673 round, brilliant cut diamonds. It weighs almost 10 carats and just in diamonds, 40 grams of 14 carat yellow gold, hinge at the bottom so it opens up to reveal his name. And then he bought a Miami Cuban link chain. It's the ones that each segment is sort of twisted so that they fit into each other. Mm-hmm. You've seen those chains.
Sure.
And they say that was super expensive too. And I'm not sure if he's, I'm going to go with maybe these are braces and not, because at first I thought maybe he had the,
like a grill or
like
something.
Like it looks like a grill, but I think it's here. I think it's just braces.
Yeah.
He's just a young kid. Oh, do you have these now? Yeah.
The awesome. Backpack kid.
I know, isn't that funny?
Flossing as a dance is the fourth definition down. Flossing, as I mentioned it, and use that to show off all your money, designer clothes, and expensive jewelry. That's the first definition.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought the first definition would be pulling a piece of floss between your teeth.
You'd think.
Yeah, that didn't
what
come
number
to mind.
Is that?
Yeah, you'd think. You know, it's interesting that like, this kid, he's just a skinny little white kid, but he's into hip hop life. All these young kids are growing up as that's their main music.
This is what they're hearing. We just heard it in the top 10 songs and, you know, half the chart of these horrible songs that all sound the same. And it's all these dudes wearing all this gold. And
you know, I watched the Pro Surf Tour and one of the new kids on the tour, he's 18. He's from San Clemente down south. His name's Griffin. But when they go to him, they do show these little videos, you know, as the kid gets to, you know, to tell you what he's into.
Yeah.
And he's into new school and old school rap. And he just is this little white boy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that he's hit puberty yet, looking at him. He's 18. Of course he
must
has.
Right.
But he's just a little pinch.
He's a slow burn.
Just totally into rap.
Yeah. I don't think.
Completely.
I don't, well, obviously. I mean, that's, you know, it's on the top of the charts for a reason. Like, youth drives music charts. There's no question. We are the old people going, oh, well, today's music stinks.
If you look at this picture of this kid next to his jewelry, you just go, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there it is. $25,000 he spent on that.
All right.
And it just seems like...
And his parents have no control over that, I guess. Huh?
I guess. I mean, I don't know how old he is. Maybe he is 18 and he's just like your friend Griffin, who's,
well,
you know, a super late bloomer.
He's your friend.
But he's not. Yeah. But yes, definitely looks like that. Like, oof.
All right. Bryn did pull the music for me, but I don't have time for it now. I'm out of time. We'll do it at 8 o'clock.
16.
Oh, 16 years old. You know, maybe he just made so much money that he...
treated himself?
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
I just don't know.
Maybe his parents have already funded his college, and they're like...
They're like, yeah, go crazy. Go ahead, spend that $25,000 on whatever you want.
You're covered.
Okay. All right, Benny, what's coming from the news?
Poop on a plane.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, coming up at 9 o'clock and throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. We have your chance to win tickets to Alice in Winterland, presented by Bud Light, plus passes into the exclusive Sarah and Vinny pre-party before the show.
Whoop, whoop.
Like two parties in one. Oh. I might go to that. I love Sarah and Vinny. So we're doing a little pre-party. It's at the Masonic, and you join us there, and we get all ready for the show. Head in. And if you want the tickets, first chance coming up at 9 a.m. to win.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has, well, a place you can watch the show.
Hi.
So check us out over there at RadioAlice.com. In fact, we get, they're called lookers. We get texts from the lookers all the time. I got one last week, which I never was able to get to read, and they were like, the amount of paper you guys use gives me hives.
Yeah.
And I...
That person texts in that like once a week.
Yeah. And I would say to them, we do the best we can to recycle. Mm-hmm. I do the best I can to work off the iPad. The truth is you can't highlight the iPad the way you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And often the stupid story disappears when I try to use it anyway. And I'm like, oh no, I had my whole break.
Or waiting service in the building is not
right,
the best.
Or janky. So we look, I understand, and we do appreciate that your comments, and we do the best we can to recycle, but the amount of paper we use is the way that...
It's obscene.
Yeah. It's sickening. Me and Vaughn fill that printer up, and the interns fill that printer up every day, and we're always putting boxes of papers. We've tried. When I first got back, I was trying to do save paper by printing you guys' stories on both sides, but then... You know, it didn't work out. It just got too confusing. If you use a Sharpie, the pen goes right through it.
Right.
It mixes everything up.
Yeah. I know. And also, like, I spend so much time kind of sorting papers into piles. Like, I would love it if I had a big screen with a touch thing that I could just zip everything around. We just don't have that. And maybe we will someday. But to have
not
to.
Today.
Not today. Exactly.
It almost.
It's a bummer.
It would almost need. We would almost need to sort of convert all the way over to like one big screen and be able to put the stories in somewhere, because going from one to the other too also becomes, where was I? Am I on that? No?
Exactly.
All right, I'm over here. Anyway, we do appreciate your comments. You can check the show out at RadioAlice.com and we recycle as best we can. Thank
we
you
do.
For watching us.
Yeah, we are aware about the paper.
Here's what's happening. So one of the things, as we already sort of went through most of the voting update in the first break, and we're not going to do it again, but one of the things I missed was Prop C, which is a big one here in the city of San Francisco, as we had the Twitter CEO and the Salesforce CEO squaring off against each other about this prop. And Benioff basically got behind it and said, I want this thing to go through. Right. It's the homeless. Prop C is about helping the homeless here in the city by taxing big businesses to fund homeless services. Mm-hmm. So it went through.
It's something like 0.5% of their sales receipts or something. It's a, you know, what sounds like kind of a tiny amount, which to a giant corporation is, could be billions of dollars.
They say here, last spring, homeless advocates had completed a plan to raise $300 million a year for homeless services by increasing the gross receipts tax an average of 0.5% on San Francisco businesses that bring in more than $50 million a year. So it's a
big businesses.
Big business bill. And it went through. So we'll see if this doesn't end up in the court system from people who are against it,
right,
and how the money will actually get to the homeless. And that is always my concern.
Right.
Fine. I pay a lot in taxes. I'm happy to, if it's going to get where it's supposed to go.
Right.
So we'll see. But that's one of the ones that we didn't sort of touch on last break, so I thought it was important to mention. Prop C passed. Flying's rough. We all have different reasons for liking or not liking it. Mm-hmm. To me, it's one of the ways you get a cold.
Oh.
To me, it's I used to not mind it as much when I could show up right before my flight.
Yeah.
Now with
threading
new
the
security
needle,
yes.
It.
Now with, and I've missed. Mm-hmm. I remember missing Christmas at my parents' house because I left my house in OB way too late and didn't. I was just trying to thread that needle and I didn't get to the parking and I got to the airport too late. And was like, oh no, I just missed Christmas. My mom's gonna be so mad. Oh well. And then I went home and found something to do. But you know. There's a lot of reasons that flying is awful these days, right, with the long security lines. And
there's almost nothing good that you can say about it other than it takes you less time to get there than if you drove.
Right.
It's like the only good thing you can say about it because everything else about it has become just a pill.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this is above and beyond your regular trials and tribs.
Oh, no. What is it?
A guy named Matthew Meehan was flying from Atlanta to Miami last week on Delta. When he got to his seat, he smelled something foul.
Oh. So he's just getting on the plane and something is super stinky.
Right. When he looked down, he saw poop. A bunch of it.
On his seat?
It was all over his seat. It was all over his shoes. And it was all over his pants because he'd sat in it.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Someone I sit in my seat and I immediately smell something foul and I thought, not another flight that smells bad. He wasn't the only one that noticed it either. He realized the person next to him also had their nose covered. I went to take out my charger and bent down and realized it's not just a smell, it's actually poop all over the back of my legs and all over the floor and all over the wall of the plane, and I had sat in it.
Oh, God. Oh, this is so horrible.
He and his seatmate went to the front of the plane to notify the flight crew. And if that wasn't shocking enough, you know, the poop all over him, what was more surprising was the response they got. The flight crew said, "Are you kidding me? They didn't clean that up?" So it had been reported as something that was on the plane by the crew. And then it wasn't cleaned up and they started boarding.
Oh,
and you imagine
my
there's,
God.
There's, look, my dad worked in for the airline business his whole life after leaving the Marines.
I'm just still so focused on this dude has some other person's poop all over them.
Yeah.
Like, it's so off. And now, of course, everybody who sees this thinks that this guy has pooped himself. Like, he's wearing someone else's poop.
Right. And so he's telling the flight crew, and he's upset now because he knows... they knew it was there.
And no one even bothered to check to make sure it wasn't there.
I guess not.
Oh, God. What flight? Who, what?
So Delta. Instead of calling the gate and asking for sanitizing products or some kind of help for the seat area that all these people
use. A whole new seat.
Meehan, the passenger, alleges the flight crew gave him two paper towels and a bottle of gin to clean himself with. They said, go to the lavatory here, clean yourself up.
A bottle of gin?
Right.
She wanted me to clean myself with alcohol, like the kind you drink. At this point is when Meehan started to wonder, where did this come from? And this is always the debate we have here about the city streets and more, which is it worse if it's human poop or is it
animal?
You know,
I mean, it's human poop, right?
Well,
this person?
They don't know. We didn't know if it was a person who'd gotten sick or an animal that had gotten sick, but apparently...
Wouldn't an animal have been in a box?
The crew said it was a German Shepherd.
Oh. Uh-huh. You know, you can... Dog poo has a smell. Like, I think if it's dog mess, you know it's dog mess.
The gate agent said in their paperwork that it was an older man who'd gotten sick upon landing. Uh-huh. Delta Corporate says it was a golden retriever puppy. Puppy's way less bad
than
old man.
So basically, they're just lying and making up anything that they want to.
Whatever the case may be, this dude sat in it and had it all over him.
And they wouldn't do anything about it.
That's a freaking biohazard.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Exactly right. It is a biohazard.
They said
you
the crew
right.
said that they did see it, and they asked the the folks that come in and clean.
Yeah, to get that out of there.
Uh-huh. And they didn't.
He went on to complain to the higher-ups, and they went on to say, it's not our fault. It's the cleaning crew's fault.
There you go.
Oh, I don't care whose fault it is. I own this plane now.
And so here's the thing. Do you want to go where you're going or not?
Down Lawsuit Alley?
No. You're on a plane.
Yeah.
So they said either sit in it or get off the plane.
Sit in it?
Well,
in other words,
that's
no one's coming to clean this.
Is. What do you want us to do? You want to take off or not?
Don't the people around him also say, no, also, we don't want to smell that.
Uh-huh.
You got to be kidding me. I'm sorry, but that plane gets cleaned, doesn't it?
Now that Matthew's story is spreading, Delta has apologized to him. And to make things right, they've offered him a whopping 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
Is that a lot?
No.
I don't know.
Not for this guy, I guess.
He's thinking about suing.
Yeah. I sat down in your uninspected, uncleaned plane, and I had poo on me. And then you gave me two paper towels. You did poop yourself. It wasn't your fault, though. I'm sorry for you. And then you gave me a bottle of gin? What if the guy was an alcoholic? I mean, honestly, I'm just pushing it out there. But what if you handed this dude a bottle of gin and he's an alcoholic who just sat and poo? I mean, who's already having a tough day. It's hard being an alcoholic. And now
it
he
is.
Goes into a bathroom and... decides that this would be better served somewhere else. There's so much wrong with this story.
Horrible.
Alcoholics are like, give me a reason. Be it good or bad. I'll take any.
I'll celebrate or I'll wallow in despair.
Any damn reason to go back to mommy's little helper.
Imagine, Vinny, just imagine yourself. You're covered in poo. It looks like the chaos is swirling around
you.
Hand you a bottle of gin and put you in a bathroom.
You all know I'm dramatic. So first thing, the pants are coming off right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I am in my underwear at this
point.
Don't
try to sue me for showing my wiener. I have poop pants on. I'm not going to stand here in those. Mm-hmm. I probably have taken my pants off before I've even walked to the flight crew.
Oh, yeah.
And thrown that at them. These are yours now.
Yeah.
Now, that seat back there, what are we going to do about that? Because I'm not sitting on my bare legs. With those.
Yep.
Poop pants.
Yeah.
You taking them off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take our pants
off. I'm actually hoping that I have some good underwear on. You know, and that
I've
recently shaved my legs.
I have any underwear on.
Oh,
I have to, like, wrap something around me.
Well, one of the things, now listen, this is where, are you one of those people who knows how to pack? Because if you are, you know, you put a pair of surf trunks or some pair of shorts anything, a couple things in your carry-on, because if you lose your regular bag, you need something.
Yeah, no, I don't have that.
You don't have that?
Nope.
So you're a crappy packer to begin with.
I'm a crappy packer.
I would have a pair of surf trunks in my bag.
Well,
they're like,
definitely depends on where we're going, but if I'm, I always travel with the carry bag.
Right.
And then sometimes in my little bag, I put a pair of jeans in.
Oh. Something to change into.
That is solid thinking.
In case your bag's ever lost.
Or in case you get something all over yourself. Like that time that soup went on me head to toe.
Soup?
Where was that?
I didn't tell you guys this when we flew to Maine. Yeah, I did. Right when we get to the airport, we're all there. We're settled in. We're going to get on our flight to go to Maine over the summer. And they opened, my son and husband are struggling with a thing of hot soup. And it opens and sprays me head to toe.
No, I don't remember this story.
I don't remember this story either.
Maybe I never told you guys about it on there.
Man.
And so there I am standing, you know, in my cute outfit that I'm wearing home, you know, about to get on a 6-hour flight.
Oh, this
and
is to come home.
No. This is
to go to Maine.
To go to Maine, sorry, to go home to the East Coast.
Oh, right.
And I'm just headed like face, hair, shirt, pants, and it's hot. And I'm like, and they both look at me like, oh, well. I'm like, oh.
They didn't care?
Well, they cared, but they also had it all over them, so they didn't. No one cared that much.
You know what's funny about when things happen to you? Because I've seen it happen where you're like, ow. Is you almost, I've never seen anything bad enough happen, but you almost sound like the lady who falls out of the wine bucket. You're almost that dramatic.
Dude, I didn't say anything.
Situations.
I stood there incredulous and
didn't
say anything.
Even though it was burning you?
It wasn't. I mean, it had flown through the air. It was hot, but it was.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, God.
It's like, oh, I got a hangnail. Oh, that does look like it hurt.
So you were in the airport? Did you go buy like a top
or
something?
Dude, they were about to load our flight.
Oh, man.
But if I had been smart like you guys and knew, I'm not a good packer. I would have had at least another shirt to flip on, you know? And I was just, so I get off the plane, you know, in Boston, we get in, and there I am, I'm polka dotted with this orange freaking soup.
I will follow up on the...
Yes, I want to know what happens with that. I mean, my soup story pales in comparison to this guy just sat on poop on his seat, and now it's all... over him.
So they offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
Not going to do it.
And he's considering suing. I'll let you know where that ends up.
Yes, I need to know.
The TSA is warning us, that 2018 Thanksgiving travel will be unprecedented. So get ready for an extremely busy holiday travel season. Be ready for it. It's going to be tough. And I have to, it won't be that weekend. The weekend before, I'm flying down to get my mom and drive her back up.
Oh, you're going to fly down and drive up. Why is that?
Because that woman won't drive herself up.
Why does she have to drive?
So she can have a car for a couple weeks while she stays with us.
Oh, and then you'll drive her back down and fly back up.
No, then my brother, who will be flying up to visit for Thanksgiving and enjoy a Thanksgiving day with us, we'll drive her home.
Oh, that's nice.
In the car.
Oh, so when is she coming back?
Like next week.
Oh, you got to fly down next week, huh?
I think so.
Wow, that's a long drive.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll do it in one.
Oh, yeah.
It's only...
hour?
It's only... We'll take very little short pee breaks for her and the dog.
Mm. Boy, so what will you talk about the whole time? Oh, she's bringing her dog, too.
Well, that's one of the reasons for it, too, there's no bone.
This dog.
Yeah.
When did you get
this
person new dog?
This is not a new dog. This is a dog that when she lived in Seattle, she had a lady who was checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was practically family in her mind, and she was happy to let the dog stay. She hasn't found anyone where she lives now that it's her dog.
Right, sure.
It's got to be all good.
Big old lab, what you got?
No, she's got a little, it's like a mix Sheltie.
Mm, cute.
It's a furry little thing. Mm-hmm. Shadow.
Does okay in cars?
Hope so.
Yeah.
I haven't driven him any time, but.
But you're about to.
We're going to do a day.
That's going to be fun. That'll be fun. You'll have a nice road trip with your mommy.
Sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So this Thanksgiving, be ready, everybody.
It's going to be a busy one. It always is, though.
408 says, Sarah and Vin,
yeah.
I'm reading The Silkworm and I just can't get into it. I'm on chapter 8. Should I stick with it?
Yes.
The first one was so good.
Yeah, just plow through. If you're not enjoying it, you will. It that's the one about the writer, right?
Yeah. So these,
I like that one.
I liked it a lot too, but these are the Cormoran Strike books written by
Robert Galbraith, but they're actually J.K. Rowling.
Right, that's the
but
name
if you're
I
looking
was
for them,
struggling to
you're
find.
Looking for the name Robert Galbraith. I personally think that the first one and the fourth one are the best ones.
I agree.
But the other two are also excellent. And yeah, give yourself some time and you'll get into the
My problem with the third book is...
There are so many names and so many
And two different... or three of the suspects are too similar.
Yes.
So you find yourself going...
Which one is this? Which one? And they each have like this history and some of it has to do with him and all these... So all these people have this... Yeah, that one is... I almost wanted to take notes on that one. Like, okay, this guy is this, and this guy is... That one's a little confusing.
I did better with the third book when I read it a second time. Mm. The fourth book, though, is excellent.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you're not into it, I bail books all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to the next
one. Sorry, writer. I'm giving you my best shot. I love reading. Reading's one of my favorite things to do. If I'm struggling, and maybe it's me. I'm not all there. I did too many drugs and drank too much. It could be me.
Probably not, though.
But most times...
Not every book's for everybody.
Yeah, I get into a book and I just love it.
Right. I definitely ditch books as well. I just am not going to waste... I have too many books to read in my life to waste time finishing something that I'm not enjoying.
650 says, Salt and Straw just opened in Burlingame Ave.
Oh, is that... Oh,
so that's
right
that
on that
main strip.
Yeah.
That's a great
beautiful.
Little strip.
646 says, my husband used to play underground poker tournaments with Gavin. He's so excited and totally losing his bleep today. That's not true.
Underground poker tournaments.
Gavin never did that.
Oh.
What do you mean you don't know? That's some texter having a go at him.
Having a go.
Right?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Underground poker tournaments.
Sounds fun.
Our dude.
What's the buy-in?
No. Stop it. You can do that. He can't do that.
Oh,
what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, I'm going to... You know, I have those songs that we didn't get to do, but also I've got news about a Breaking Bad movie, which is exciting. And Daryl Hall seems to have the same disease that I have, but he has a lot more to spend on it. And we'll talk about that after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.